Pash v'yakel b'kude v'yosh tovshin ayin zayim v'yakel Moshe es kol adas yisur b'nei yisur v'yoyim aleim eila ha-devorim asher tziva Hashem la'as oizom. These are the dvorim asher tziva Hashem la'as oizom. Sheish eshom te'ose melocho v'yem ha-shvi yelachem koide shabba shabasoy l'ashem kol oizom v'melocho yumos. What's going on over here? We repeat once again the all the Mariches Gedoyla again. We go into all the Tzivuyim of the Mishkan. And about the Pshat is Moshe Rabbeinu was Mitzuvah on over there, and then here he's Mitzavah to Klai, as Rashi says, he came down and from the Har Sinai he was Mitzavah to build the Mishkan. So the first is, obviously we have to understand why the repetition of the whole parasha just said, whatever he was commanded, or to have one, we don't always have every parasha that we have all the arichas of the Tzivoy, and then Moshe Rabbeinu's arichas of telling over every prat vaita. So what's the inyan of that, or what is that? See, interesting to note, Vaita is the Lamaisa. If we look and when we compare, this is already what in the first we speak about this. See, we want to say another daher. But Lamaisa is very interesting to note the difference between Parshas Kisisa, when a first Baruch Hu commands on the juxtaposition, right? Juxtapositions of the Parsha Shabbos and Mishkan. So we have it also Parsha Kisisa. Parsha Kisisa starts over the Mishkan also, then we go into Shabbos. But there's something to note that in Parsha Kisisa we start off with Mishkan and then we go into Shabbos. In Parsha Vayakel we start off with Shabbos, and both places Rashi says that even though I command you about the Mishkan, make sure to keep the Shabbos. But the Chayra, why the switch? Why in Parash Kisisa do we go first Parash Mishka, then Parash Shabbos, and over here? Everybody knows the famous Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says a beautiful word. It's time to say over at the dining room table this word, Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says about the Gishtikl, he says that the Pshat was that once before the Chet HaEgel, once after the Chet HaEgel. And he says the Pshat and Shabbos, there are certain mitzvahs that a person we need to have, but it's not a necessity. If we don't have it, we still can be yidden. There are certain mitzvahs that we don't have, but it's can yidden. It's a necessity. So he compares it to the guy, to the person that has a son who's getting married, and he has to buy his son gifts. But the guy has to buy necessities. He has to have a new underwear. He has to have a shirt. And he also needs a gold watch, but that's an extravagant. That's not a necessity. That's an important thing. I mean, to our times we call it a necessity, but it's an extra. So the Maisa, dependent on the relationship with the father and son, will know what he buys first. If the relationship is very, very warm, schmack, so first he buys him the chashav azach. And then he says, okay, this guy goes to the chazim, we gotta get the pajamas, you need pajamas also. But he first goes out and buys the watch. But if the relationship is not so stark, says the Beis Halevi, so then he first buys him what he has to, then the last minute, okay. So the Beis Halevi, before the Chet HaEgel, Shabbos is something that is a necessity. Klaizel can't live without the Shabbos. Mishkan is also important. We're waiting for the Mishkan, but we're existing without a Mishkan. Shabbos, we can't exist, right? The Chofetz Chaim's marshal, he's Nishkein Yid. The Koloivit, a person who doesn't keep the Shabbos, is Nishkein Yid. There's a deal from a God. So on the Shabbos, it's a necessity. The Mishkan is, we need it, we want it, and without it, but we're still existing without Yidin. So Mela, before the Chet HaEgel, first he was with Tzavos on the Shabbos, on the Mishkan, which is the one gold watch. Then the Shabbos, but hereafter, that's the basic level, hereafter the Chet HaEgel. So we're going to, so then he's with Tzavos first on Shabbos, and then, that's the basic level, he's Mahalach. I want to say another Mahalach over here. The next Kasher, Boisai, hey, first of all, Moshe comes down. Vayakel Moshe is called Adas B'nai. What's the lashon Vayakel? He gets everybody together. We don't know if this lashon Vayakel is a very interesting lashon of Vayakel. And the Medrash says an interesting zach. I don't have the yalkut with me, so you have to bear with me on the lunch. We look it up at Gvaldik Yalkut in the beginning. Always Tefim and Zion. So someone else quoted it. But the Ma'aseh, the Yalkut says that Mikan, that the person should get together on Shabbos, get kehilos for kehilos together to dursh the Hilchos Shabbos. This was Moshe's intention. He was getting at it. That's what we learned from here. Moshe was getting at it, to learn Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos. And that's what's doing in the Pesuk. Everybody who learned Shabbos, Baruch Shem, the Chabur, we learned Shabbos. Eila Hadvarim, the Gemara Darshans, the 39 Melachos we learn from here. Eila is 36, and Hadvarim, the Dvarim, hey, and then Dvarim is 2, that's 38, and then Hey, Hadvarim, Eila Hadvarim, makes 39. The Gemara says, we learn from here, the 39, so so here, Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching them that the halachos are 39 halachos. So the Chayra, what's the Indian in that? And Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Hasinai right away. They don't talk about Shabbos. Here we see he got involved in the halachos of Shabbos. Back in Pashki Sisa, if we look with Duyik, he didn't talk about the halachos of Shabbos necessarily, even though the Gemara says, since it's juxtaposed. Ayin Rose Sithoris, page 70. Anyway, Bikitza, the Maisa, there, it doesn't speak about the laws. In Parashki Sisa, Moshe Rabbeinu Mitzava on the Shabbat, it talks about Shabbat, it talks about the whole Eden of Shabbos, that what we always look at Shabbos, the Gvaldik kind of Shabbos being, right? What's the Lashon over there, Parashki Sisa? There's a big focus on the ois of Shabbos. Here it seems to be that there's a different emphasis. Okay. So I want to say like this, Rabbi Isai, that there was an intrinsic difference behind the base. Like other people say it also behind the base. Levi's war between Koidim Cheta Egel and after Cheta Egel. This parish of Ayaka, Rashi's Mefurish, was said when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Mount Sinai. He came down from Mount Sinai to Har Sinai, and he went right ahead to tell over the Klal Yisrael the Siva on the Mishkan. And he preempted the preceded, I'm sorry, the parasha of Parshas Mishkan Mishab, but he was kind of telling the parasha of Mishkan. So like this. Avada the Yisoid of the Mishkan is the Mokoim, the Shechinah, the Achtos, the connection with us, the Benishlan, the Shechinah B'tachtonah, which is the Tach Zabriya. But Rashi says over there, they should know that even though the Mice, you can have a big Cheshach to build the Mishkan, Hashem is telling them you should build the Mishkan, but don't desecrate the Shabbos, and that's reasons to because we have to realize what Shabbos is about. The Metzias of Shabbos is the Oasis of the Amunah and the Briya, Rabbi Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Briya. So Be'etzem, Klal Yisrael was holding on a high, I mean, according to the level before the Chet HaEgel, they weren't holding in the matzav of the Chet of the Egel. So Klal Yisrael was taka holding on the togetherness, the closer with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in a level of Achtus, that when he was mitzavah them on the Mishkan, they were ready to hear, at that level they would be ready to hear the Shechinus, the Achtus, the Maila. But the Maisa, they have to understand that Shabbos also, just like it's a Kedusha's Mokoim, it's a Kedusha's Man of Shabbos. And therefore they have to realize the importance of Shabbos as being the Amunah for Klal Yisrael. Shabbos Bereishis, we know there's three Shabbos in the Goyin says. Shabbos Bereishis, Shabbos Matan Torah, Shabbos Lasad Lover. Shabbos Bereishis, that's why we have three different tefillahs. There's no such thing, we say the Goyin. And that this will on the tour also. Another Chag, we had the same davening Friday night. The Leil Tashabbos, we had the same davening as Yom Shabbos. It's not the going. But on Shabbos, we change the tefillahs because each part of Shabbos is connected to different Shabbos. Friday night, Leil Shabbos connected to Shabbos Bereishis. That's Ki Oisi, Beni Ubenei, Benei, Benecham. That's Shabbos Shalamunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Boirei HaOila. The Yisoid of Mishkan, when HaKadosh Baruch created the world, the tachlis of the Mishkan, the tachlis of the creation was Shekhinah v'tachtoinim. There's a Boirei Oil, there's a creator, and he wants to dwell amongst us. So we have to know that Yisoy, that's Shabbos Breishis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to understand that the Shekhinah is going to dwell amongst you. You have to understand the chishivas of Shabbos, the Amunah, the Amunah of Shabbos, as Shabbos the Boirei Ha'olam, and now he's coming to dwell as the Manik Ha'olam amongst you. He's dwelling now amongst you. We have to understand he's the Boirei Ha'olam also, that Shabbos of Breishis. So even though the Parish was coming to dwell, live among you, and he's going to be Manik, he's going to be the Mid of Hanhogas Abriya, which is the Hemchich of Yitzias Mitzrayim, to Van Torah, which is Yitzias Mitzrayim, is Yisoy. From Manik Ha'olam, we have to know also there's a Boirei Ha'olam. He's the Boirei who Manik, and that's what we have to know about Shabbos Breishis. But it could be after, because Klal Yisrael is holding on the Madrig. It could be after the Mishkan. There's no stira. You can't forget about Shabbos Breishis. But there's another Shabbos Breishis, says the Goyin, and that's Shabbos of Shabbos. Yismach Moshe Ramat Naschelka, we say on Shabbos Day, says the Goyin, that's Keneged Shabbos Matan Torah. One of the like this, Rabbi Yisai. The chutz from Shabbos being an aspect of a chizik and a muna. There's another aspect of Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai, that we enter into a zoin, Rabbi Yisai, of a different mitzias, Rabbi Yisai. There's a shinui mahuti in the yid on Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. That Shabbos Torah, Shema and Torah, Rabbi Yisai, that we would, by Matan Torah, we would nishapich kavon. By Matan Torah, Rabbi Yisai, we changed into a different being. We were gersh in the sky, couldn't know that we became a Yehudi. We became a different people, Rabbi Yisrael. The Amunah and the Bria, the Shabbat to everybody, even though Goy Shishav is not Shabbat, but Hashem gave Ki Oisi Benia. I want you to have that Ois. I want you to bring out the world, the Ois, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Boy Romanic. That Shabbos Shal Amunah, that's the Shabbos, Bracious, that's Shabbos, Koydim Cheta Egel. In here, in the Parsha, in the parsha from Vayakar, there was a whole different intention Moshe Rabbeinu had, and that's what was marked in Shabbos. Because Chutzim Shabbos being a chizik and a munah, Shabbos is a zone that we enter, just like Matan Torah, that we were mahapich of Gersh, this guy got to know that we became a different person. The koyach of Matan Torah was that a Matan Torah, we were nishtana into a different being, Rabbi Yisrael. A zoivi by Matan Torah in a physical oifen. Even people were deaf, they became to hear. People were blind. There was a shinu in mahus, even the goof of people. There was a shinu in the mahus, Rabbi Yisrael. We came, mamish, the metzias, the makabalei Torah became a different level of existence, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a different level of existence. As the Kuzri says, there's different levels of existence. There's the chai, the medaber. The doimim, the tzomeach, the chai, the medaber. But then there's the madrega bother, the yin, that's the koich ha-toyrah. The koich ha-toyrah. The medaber, who's become medaber, koich ha-toyrah, that's the highest level of existence, Rabbi Yisrael. And we want to shtana from a regular medaber into emes of al-toyrah. The kliyoka says that madrega of medaber, but emes is the madrega of toyrah. Anything else, even if you're a medaber, but you're not toyrah, it's a madrega of balchai. That's why Amma Oretz is also lecho basa. Because you have to be maila everything up. Everything has to go up to a next level. So maybe you go from the doim, the tzomeach, the tzomeach takes from the doim and lifts it up. The balchai eats the balchai eats the tzomeach and he lifts it up to a level of chai. And the medaber lifts the takes eats the balchai, but that's only if he's a higher level. So the Kliyoka says that when Noach learned Torah in Parashat Noach, he was zuicha to be able to eat basar because he learned Torah. Noach learned Torah. Noach when he learned Torah, he was elevated himself that now he can eat basar. So if the Gemara Psachim, Amma Aretz Asa Lecho Basar, he doesn't bring it up. When we got to Torah, we elevated ourselves to an Ander Madrega, Rabbi Yisrael. That's why I always want to say the Pshat, Rabbi Yisrael, unbelievable Pshat, when I say over on Shavuos this word, Rabbi Yosef said, Hochli Iglatilsa, this word you can mamish, when we said this over, remember, Hochli Iglatilsa, Ilava Hu Yomad Gagom, is Kama Yosef Ike Beshuk, in Psachim Samachesim and Beis. What does that have to do with preparing meat? Because if not for this day, come here, what does the steak have to do in the choice of meat. The pshat was he was married that without the Torah, he's a Barry bomb. He's got me Yosef and Beshuka. He's like a stammer the medaber. A stammer medaber doesn't have a schus to eat meat, because the whole schus to eat meat is because you're a different level. You elevate. The bria is elevated. It's hocheli igla tilsa. Ilabu yomit yigagorim kam Yosef and Beshuka. Because that's what man Torah. Lamanati Torah and the Sremamti. When leaving that Torah, boy, said the madrega of Torah is the Sremamish. You're a different level of existence. And that was Kabbalah's Torah. Gersh in the sky, the concha noila domi. We became a different level of existence in man Torah, boy, said. And that Shabbos has, Shabbos Man Torah, Shabbos has that every week, Rabbi said. The koyach of Shabbos has that koyach to mishana the mensh, Rabbi said. That when a person enters into Shabbos, you have a different look at Kok, Rabbi said. They say, Rabbi said, Rabbi Yeruchim, when he used to come to, Rabbi Yeruchim was a person that was an oyved, he used to barely sleep and barely eat, he was a big oyved. They say when he came to the Mi Yeshiva on Shabbos, you didn't recognize, people didn't recognize, who's that man? His face was so different. I found the murder of the Balaturim in this week's parasha. His mamish murum is this word. Aga, the Balaturim says Vayakel. In the last week's parasha, we ended off Kikaron or Ponim. The Samach Le Parasha Shabbos Loima Sheinu Doima Kiran Ponim Shol Shabbos L'Shara Yomim. The shine on a person's face, if I say, is different. By that, when you enter Shabbos, we should look. Who's that guy? Welcome, Shalom Aleichem, and I have a guest here. That's Yaakov Pfefferkorn. What do you mean? We see him every week. Man, he looks different. What is must be that pleated suit he's wearing? No. It's the face. Something in the face. A person that's beemes comes off the Balaturim. That's on the zok the Balaturim. That's the pshat. Memeiler, by side. The yisoid over here was that Moshe Rabbeinu realized by saying noch the chet ego about it when got the kapora, but like the Klal Yisrael weren't ready to mekabel Kadosh Baruch Hu to be b'shoichem with the Kadosh Baruch Hu before they were holding on that level. That's why first we start by Mishkan. We just can't forget about Shabbos, Parshas, Brachos. But here there was a new din Shabbos, a tzveita din Shabbos. But Shabbos of Man Torah, the Shabbos has the koyach of Torah, by side. That Shabbos is, and that's why there's the Ian on Shabbos, the makel, the kehilos on Shabbos. But Shabbos makel, the kehilos. I think there's a lush of the Medrash, Nasik Abriya Chadosh, you have to look up to the Shalkar, I wasn't going to get the Yalkar. Nasik Abriya Chadosh, you learned the halachos of Shabbos, by side. And that's what this whole parasha was. It was the koyach of Shabbos, mitor man Torah. And that's what the whole parasha of Malach is. The parasha of Klashoy Meshabbos, Merchel Malkov and Noisov. Baruch Hashem, after I found it, Orchaim says Abyssal, Mamash Mahalachazay, Mamash, but this was the parasha of Shabbos here, but it wasn't din that even though Rashi's was also that we even though we build the Mishkan now and we want to build the Mishkan, get the kapara from the Mishkan, that was the tachas of the Mishkan. Mishkan Eidos is Rashi Bekudei. That's the Eidos that Hashem was mechaper on the avoyin of the ego. That had that aspect now. The Mishkan had a new aspect, mechaper on the avoyin of the ego. But Klai Yisrael had to be roy. They were chapara, but they went through a traumatic experience. Even they didn't do the chet. They saw a ma'isa ego, ma'isa v'rizara. They needed the koyach of Shabbos Matan Torah. And this was the parish of Ayakov. He was gathered them together to teach them the halachos of Shabbos. Teaching the halachos of Shabbos is bringing out the aspect of the halach of Shabbos Matan Torah, of the koyach of Shabbos to Mashana the mensch. The mensch can be an under a mensch, Rabbi Yisrael. That koyach to Mashana the mensch, that on Shabbos you go into Shabbos and you get involved in the halachos of Shabbos about the Eilach and Dvorim, that the Dvorim, the Lamentels, the halachos become the Metzias. You get into the halachos of Shabbos, the Metzias of Shabbos. The mensch is avert anderish, Rabbi Yisrael. And that could be the Eilach of Kiddush Vavdolah, Rabbi Yisrael, make on Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael. The Eilach of Kiddush Vavdolah on Shabbos is a din to sever from the week because you're an under a mensch, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a din to Gavra. So it's chutz from the Chen. Hamav, that we don't just say Michoish the Chol, but Erdogan, but Yisrael La'amim. What's that Havdalah, Rabbi Yisrael? Because the Koch of Shabbos is the Koch that we become under a mensch on Shabbos. The Neshama Yisrael is not just Stam and Ander, it's a Pshadis that we elevate ourselves to a Ander Madrega, that the Yid is the Shtan, Rabbi Yisrael. So we made a Svei Parshi is the parasha from Shabbos that was said in Kisisa beforehand was said after the Mishkan. So they were holding on the Madrega to build a Mishkan. They were holding after my man Hasina. Hashem was talking to them to build a Mishkan to be Mamshich the Kabbalah Satayra. Just they can't forget about Shabbos Breishis. We have to mamshich to understand the world has to know Kadosh Baruch Hu is the boyrei ha'olam. Chutz from being the manik, they're going to be nimshach and go amongst you. But now the new parsha from Shabbos parsha, the parsha of Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael, the parsha of Shabbos being the Shabbos mandoira. Yisbach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. What was matnas chelkoi? Different pshat in our boys. The matnas chelkoi of the Shabbos. But matnas chelkoi, we could say maybe Akres is the koronar ponov. They were zoichu to the koronar ponov. That madregas Yisbach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi was on Shabbos, because Shabbos is that bechina of Yisbach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. Ki koronar ponov is what the Baal Turim says, that everybody has that koyach to mishtana, to be an under a mensh, to be elevated to a different level of existence on Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the Neshami Yisera. And that what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to do now. He's trying to get Klai so ready to be roy again, to build a Mishkan. Chutz from the fact that the Avada was Merav, but first you have to Mitzav on the Shabbos. Gather Klal Yisrael together. We have to take care of the chet of the Egel, that we were Nishtana. A person that saw the Egel, even if he wasn't involved, they killed that most, but they saw an Egel Zav. They were under a mention now. They went through a Pasha of Egel Zav. You went through a Pasha of Egel Zav. You don't have that Kedusha. You don't have that Maila to be Shoichin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to get it back for you. How am I going to get it back? That's a Shabbos Matan Torah. Was the koyach of Shabbos, the mishtana, the mensher b'yisad, and that's vayakel, because it says by Aaron, that's the Rebbe's vayakel. It says by Aaron, they were makel around Aaron to build the vayikoyel amal Aaron. The vayikoyel amal Aaron was the in of kahal, becoming kahal together. We call for the egel. It's vayakel. The koyach of vayakel was the antidote to take out the impurities that they got through going through the koyach of vayakel. Moshe, the koyach of Shabbos, and this we have to realize every Shabbos, this koyach, but especially a basic Shabbos, the koyach to be mischadish on Shabbos Achoidesh, Shabbos Parsha Achoidesh, Parsha Achoidesh Elochem, which was also bechina that a Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael that we have the bechina to mishtan legamri. It's in our essence, chutz from the koyach of Shabbos being that koyach. It's a koyach in the essence of Klal Yisrael, Achodesh Hazalochem. The Klal Yisrael has the koyach to mischadish, like the moon. We have the koyach be'etzem. Klal Yisrael be'etzem has the koyach, and Shabbos has that koyach. So we have the two together, Boisai. It's an explosion, Boisai. Shabbos Achodesh. Shabbos HaChodesh, Rabbi Yisrael. Why is HaChodesh after Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael? HaChodesh, Rabbi, wasn't Mitzav in the middle of HaChodesh, because the Teretz is, it's Shabbos, the Bechina of Shabbos, that Bechina. Shabbos, Mitzav, this man has a Kerech, the Mishan, the Mensch. HaChodesh, as a Lochem, is the Pshat, that Klai Yisrael, Mitzav, the Metzias, has that Kerech, to be Nischadish. As a Chodesh, as a Lochem, the Chidesh, as a Lochem, you have that Kerech, Rabbi Yisrael, within you. This is the month when Klai Yisrael came Mishtana, when they went from a nation of slaves in the Memtes Shari Tumah, and the able to mischadish, to go out to receive the Torah, and the koyach of this tzivah of achodesh hazalochem, that you can be mischadish, you can waver off all the impurities mitzad the gavra, Rabbi Yisrael. Achodesh hazalochem, it's shayach to Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. And therefore, Rabbi Yisrael, this Shabbos especially is a Shabbos where people, Mechina Shabbos, is time where we always can kikaran our ponah, we can change our mahus. But in this chodesh, this special Shabbos, which will get to the achodesh hazem achidush, that we have the koyach be'etzem, that we're doing liyareach. Achodesh Hazalocha pointed to Reach that we wave and we go and we can be Mishtana be'etzem, Rabbi Yisrael. The Klai Yisrael was imbued with that Koyach, Rabbi Yisrael. But in Mitzrayim, they were given, that's what the Tzivah was given Mitzrayim. But yes, what's shut in Mitzrayim? Because in Mitzrayim, Hashem tell you, you could be in the lowest level, but I'm giving you that Koyach to change from within. Achidush Hazalocha, Achodesh Hazalocha. Back to you, the Klai Yisrael, have that Koyach to Mishtana, Rabbi Yisrael. And with that Koyach of Mishtana, Rabbi Yisrael, that's how we start the new Zman from Pesach, Rabbi Yisrael. The Zman of Pesach, the man of Nisim, the Zman of unbelievable Nisim, Rabbi Yisrael. There's a myriad of Chodesh, Rabbi Yisrael. It's so chaval. The Ramban used to say, Kol HaKodesh Choyoseh and Chorav Yoseh. Kol HaKodesh Chorav Yoseh. The Ramban came to Yerushalayim. He saw the ruins. He couldn't believe it. And he wrote a whole letter, but he said, it must be the Pshat. If it's more Chorav, it's a ride that there's more Kedusha. Because when the more the Kedusha goes out, Rabbi Yisrael, the mice it leaves. Devastation. It's a riot that's more shayach to Kedusha. And that's decided, but it happens to be Chodesh Nisan was picked to the month of Bein Hazman, and just the opposite. But this is the month we have such a koyar, Rabbi Yisrael. And what are we doing? We're working on the mitzvah of not a Chodesh Hazem, a mattress Hazem Lachem. A mattress Hazem Lachem, everybody's looking to get practice, to maybe be bed models. you know, so they go in there, sleepy for sleepy, whatever. So they told me, to long, I know now, I had a long, overworked man, I was overworked, I have to, you know, do two bagels, you know, Mr. Bagel, so I have to go two bagels, I sleep, and we got a red mamash, it was this man for the mamash, we see this mitzvah, we had tichbalei mavoyed, the Shiva made us crazy, another daf, this, that, so now it's time for posturputic mattress, get back to the dive, take the dive off the diving board, and land, and you wake up, and especially Shabbos ben Azmanim, you have the, just like you have Chodesh, Shabbos ben Azmanim, the double laziness, a double dose. You have Shabbos ben Hazmanim, everybody says, so now you take a mamish, a big leap, you get to bed, into the bed, you're nice to your parents, you yawn through Ma'ariv, you fall asleep at the table, you up on that, and then you take the dive, and next thing we know, Hinei Gal Yeshua, see, Dad, wow, and you realize I slept so late. So it's Sunday morning, I'm making for your little brother. Shabbos came out early, he slept a little bit too late. Anyway, Bekitza, so the Maisa, but Savishal Darabai says, Amaritik is man, we have to have rest, it's a big zach, to relax, but the Koyach of Chidish, to Mischanish, to make ourselves mamish, a different Andrew Mensch, it's a man, unbelievable, the Koyach, even though we don't see it, it's there, and just like Shabbos, there's so much curse every Shabbos, Gikaran upon us. It's not my word about Turin, but there's a different shtanus in every person, but especially in this time of Chodesh, and the Chodesh Nisim, Rabbi says, it's an unbelievable Zman of Nisim, you make Nisim Hem, Rabbi says, Purim Pesach, unbelievable Zman for Sa'alus, Rabbi says. We have to work at it, it's not easy, Rabbi says, it's a Zman, tremendous Sa'alus, the whole Avodah of the Nikoyin, of the cleaning out, the Bdika, Bittles, all the Muslim, Rabbi says, to cleanse ourselves, and to become pure and holy to the night of Pesach, on the Meridik and night of Pesach, when no greater night in the world, Rabbi says, the Pamalia, Shamalia, everybody comes down to hear the thing, I always say, over, the verse, what a word on God, Rabbi says, Holach Ma'anya, the Chalav Asana, Ba'arat Mitzrayim. We start off Aramaic, everybody asks, what are you starting off to say about Aramaic for? All the before Shem asks, the mice, the rest of our God, what is the Aramaic? So, first Shem say, because we're inviting in the guests, and we want them to understand, and it was in Babel, above for the people in Babel. But the Emes, the Yaakov, the Chidor says another Pshat, the Gemara Zokt in Shabbos 12b, Yud Bezim and Bezim, but Lozer, Kavi Ose, when he used to go visit the sick, he used to say, Rachmona Yidkani Lech Letov, Rachmona Iskru Letov. He used to visit the sick and to daven for them. Hashem should remember you for good. Frek the Gemara, how's he davening in Lashon Aramaic, Aramis? And the Gemara says, you're not supposed to daven in Lashon Aramis. Why? Because the Malachim don't understand Lashon Aramis. The only Lashon they don't understand. So what's the Gemara in Sayyid the Lamed Gimel? Zok the Gemara, Shani Choyla, the Shechina Ima. Shenemar, Kapitol Memalef, Hashem Yisodin Alaris Devoy. Hashem's by the head of the Sayyid. You don't need Malachim, so you can daven Aramaic. So the Heilach Yidor, the night of Pesach, the Bernishlam Bechvoyidu of Atzmoy comes to get a Seder. Zok the Medrash, there's a Zohar. Hashem himself, no Malachim, Rabbi Yisai. Leil Seder, it's you with the Bernishlam. I once want to say it could be together is because on Leil Seder, Chayav Adam, Liru Sa'at, Kibu, Hu Yotzim, Mitzrayim. A night of Seder is not just a remembrance day. You know, remembrance day. It will, we have to re-experience the whole thing. And on that night of Pesach Mitzrayim is Aniv Eloi Malach. There's a Meila, just like that reenact was Aniv Eloi Malach. So on the night of Pesach, this is my Hasafir, but it's Aniv Eloi Malach. Meila, you're with the Ribbono Shlom. How do we see that? We express it. Holach Ma'anya, we talk to Ribbono Shlom. Shani Leil Seder, the Shechina Imor, Leil Seder is the night the Shechina is there. Everybody's got to prepare. You can't walk over, the Shechina is coming to the Seder. How you doing? You know, this is the Ribbono Shlom. He's coming before the Vaz, but he's the Seder. It's a chonor, boy. So you have to come chudish. You have to, shake ourselves off to be ready. That's a chudish of the lochem. There's the bedikah ubitol that we look for the in the nicks and crannies. We're looking for the source of Isa to clean out the yetzahara, boy. So to come into the little pesach, boy. So the little shimurim, the leil, the night when you can go dilug, boy. So it's dilug. The tzaddik, his first one is maybe when to say for tzidkas atzadik. Tzaddik says that's dilug. The mahalach on little pesach is dilug. Dilug means you jump ahead. It's way higher in madrega than you are, and the katayotev of svira is slowly work towards the madrega. But avad is even to jump, but you got to be have vanochi erayim ve'erayim. You have to be ready. You have to have some mitzvahs. You have to be prepared. You have to be a chodesh. There has to be some chodesh. There's a meila. But this is this time. This Shabbos parsha chodesh. This is the achon rabbi says. Shabbos, the koyach of a yakel, the shabbos kikoron arponov, the koyach of the Shabbos ma'an toira, which is a shtanis in the guf rabbi says. Anuchi acha, every Shabbos is koyach hatshuva rabbi says. Koyach hatshuva, that you don't, that you go through a Shabbos, the koyach hatshuva, chol hashoyim a Shabbos, moichon lakol v'noyis rabbi says. Moichon lakol v'noyis, the pel of the gazach. Gazach says, filo oive, avad azurak ador enish, moichon lakol v'noyis. What are you doing? You do tshuva, you do nothing. It's the koyach of Shabbos, because you're briach hadosha. So even the Rambam says, you're briach, you go through Shabbos, you're briach hadosha. You're briach hadosha, you don't need tshuva. It's moichon lakol v'noyis. You're showing me Shabbos, you kept the malachas, you learned the halachas, you mishtah to Shabbos ma'an Torah, you're briach hadosha, gerash in the sky, country, noiladam. Tavdol, you have to say shalom aleichem to the guy. Huh? Welcome, a new person. And that koyach rabbi said, Shabbos, we have this Shabbos and every Shabbos rabbi said, to walk out of Shabbos with a different experience rabbi said. Obviously, if you do a bagel, I don't know if it's gonna work rabbi said. Maybe you won't be showing me Shabbos, but I don't know how much you'll tap into the gedusha of this yisoid rabbi said. With the koron or panah rabbi said. Your face might look different, I might have red marks on it, but I don't know the koron or panah. But the ma'is the service will dover rabbi said, that's the koyach shayin. The shayin ha'chrish is alochem. The chiddush that shat to the gavra of Klal Yisrael, chutz from the zman, shvizircha to mischadesh, kineshe nu roichi, shvizircha beez Hashem, the ben hazmanim should be gevaldik, we should have learning and steiging, beez Hashem, and have the miridik a little seder, that we should bear bereshtom, so to come down to our seder, we'll be prepared, we'll be in the matzav, to mevakesh, to mevakesh, to benisim nigulu, benisim asin nigol, benisim 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 nigol, benisim